Greetings, one and all. We know that our thoughts, moment to moment, have a profound and compelling influence on how we feel today, tomorrow, next week, next year, and for the rest of our lives. If we hold negative thoughts, moment to moment, day in and day out, we're not going to get well. We're going to feel miserable, be depressed, and our bodies are basically going to fall apart. It's a real challenge, however, to transform thoughts that we have moment to moment. Since we were born, the truth of the matter is that we run our thoughts on a hamster wheel. Day in and day out, about 90% of the thoughts that we have are the same thoughts. The challenge is that many of these thoughts are negative. They have low frequency and they create neural pathways that are certainly not in our best and highest good. It's easy to do. It's easy to happen. It happens to all of us. The challenge then turns on how can we transform our thinking so that instead of being in the sewer of our thought forms, we wind up moving out of that dump, that sewer, into a place that is a divine and magnificent place where we are able to manifest our highest good. How is it that negative thoughts overwhelm us? It's easy to happen. We wake up in the morning and have difficulty getting out of bed. We notice that there's an ache or a significant pain in our right leg after having been unable to sleep the night before. It's very easy to begin a sequence of thoughts that are very negative indeed. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have difficulty even walking to the bathroom. Oh my goodness, it hurts to walk. Oh heavens, what's wrong with my body? Oh, I just can't do this anymore. Is this the way it's going to feel the rest of the day? And on and on and on and on and on. A familiar pattern of thoughts that are negative, low frequency, and basically drag us down into the gutter. The challenge then for all of us, and I mean not just persons with the symptoms of Parkinson's, but every human being that happens to occupy a body, which is all of us, is to figure out ways that we can transform our moment-to-moment thoughts. I don't mean big summaries of who we are. I mean the moment-to-moment thinking that we have. When we get into the car, when we get out of the car, when we get out of bed, when we get into bed, when we see a person we haven't seen for a long time, those moment-to-moment thoughts, are the thoughts negative? Are they dragging us down into the sewer? Or are they positive and uplifting? Will they energize our souls and our spirits to do what is necessary to be able to get relief from whatever symptoms we might be experiencing? Whatever name you might give to them, whether that be Parkinson's disease or essential tremor, or perhaps it could be the flu or a cold, whatever name you give to them, how can those symptoms be transformed? And the underlying answer is transform the thoughts and miracles will unfold. This week, I have an idea that I concocted over the last several days of a way to help you transform your day-to-day thoughts. You're thinking about the wellness of your own body. If you would please, get out a piece of paper and a pencil. You'll only need one piece of paper and either a pencil or a pen. If you need to turn this off, please feel free to do so until you can get something to write on. Are you back now? All you need is a piece of paper and something to write with. On this paper, I'd like for you to record two columns. On the left column, if you would please put the word yes, Y-E-S, and underline that. And then, if you would please, mark a line down the middle of your page from the top to the bottom so that basically you have two columns. At the head of the right column, if you would please, write the word no, N-O. What I will now proceed to do is to ask you 25 questions about how your body is functioning. Your job and your only job is to place a mark either on the left column or on the right column. If the answer to the question is yes, then simply mark a line on the left side of your paper to denote yes, the answer is yes. Or if the answer is no, just go over to the right side of the paper and mark a line that says no. Now, as you're listening to my questions, you can clearly just close your eyes if you'd like, and you probably don't even need to open your eyes to make marks on the paper. All you'll be doing is making marks so that at the end, we will be able to count the number of marks that appear underneath the yes column on the left side of your page, and we'll be counting the number of marks that appear on the right side of your page, and then comparing the two. The goal, the mission, the idea of this work that will take another 20 minutes, give or take, is to be able to acknowledge, honor, and recognize how well your body is functioning all in all, although you, like everyone else in a body, are likely experiencing challenges with symptoms that are flaring in the moment. I invite you, if you would please, to, during the day, stop anyone, a friend, a family member, a stranger, look them in the eye, and just say, "So what's up with you today? How's your body doing?" And see what they say. I suspect the chances are quite good that the answer would be some qualification of how they're feeling. Perhaps the person will say, "Oh, I'm doing well, except for a horrible headache that I still have." Or the answer could be, "I feel absolutely terrible. I must have the flu today." Or the answer could be, "Well, I felt okay in the morning, but boy, I'm dragging this afternoon." Who knows what the answers might be? And of course, for some people, the answer might be, "I feel absolutely fantastic," which is exactly the place where we would like for ourselves to be. For it is in that place that we manifest our full health and wellness. Pencil in hand, paper in front of you, settle in, get comfortable. Again, you may want to listen to this and answer these questions with eyes open, with full alertness, or you may want to go into a somewhat of an altered space and check in with each question as I ask them. There are no right or wrong answers, obviously, so the only answers are those that come from deep within the seat of your own soul. So settle in. Take a breath in and a breath out, ever so gently, knowing that there's no right or wrong way to be in this world. For the fact that you are able to take a breath in and let that air out means that you have the most magnificent gift of all. You possess the gift of life at this time, in this place, and in this moment. Take another breath in, settling in, allowing all of the tension in your body to release and relax, all the tightness, the consternation, the constipation, the worry, the anxiety, the angst, the fears. Allow them to dissipate now into the ethers of the universe, releasing any and all pain and suffering that you have taken on that is not yours, allowing that too to wisp into the ethers of the universe as you connect in with only yourself, your feelings, your thoughts, and your body. No one else's. I now will ask you a series of questions about how well the various functions of your body are doing today, in the moment, now. I ask only that you make a determination for yourself whether the answer is yes or no. Knowing that there are no right or wrong answers, it is just simply the reality of how things are for you now in the moment. This is, you see, a celebration of the fact that you are alive and that overall your body is functioning as it was intended to function. How is your taste? Are you able to taste food as you eat food? If you were to eat a blueberry, could you taste the blueberry? If you were able to eat a strawberry, would you be able to taste the strawberry? As you eat your meals now, are you able to taste the food and find full enjoyment in eating it? What is your answer to that question overall? Is the answer yes, you are able to taste your food? Or is the answer no, you can't taste your food? Place a mark, please, on your paper. Left side for yes, right side for no. Are you able to smell? Can you smell what smells smell like? How's your smell today? Can you smell perfumes? Can you smell soaps? Can you smell the aroma of a rose? Can you smell yourself or your pet? How is your smell these days? Perhaps it's not perfect, but perhaps you can smell. If there were a fire in your house now, would you be able to smell the fire alerting you to the danger? How's your smell today, now? Can you smell any smells now in the moment? What's the answer to that question for you? Is it yes or is it no? Check in and ask, what's your gut instinct? Am I able to smell well enough or not? Yes or no? And make a mark on your paper. A mark on the left side for yes, a mark on the right side for no. How is your hearing in the moment? Are you able to hear what I am saying now? Is hearing a true challenge for you? Are you able to hear from the left side as well as the right side of your ears? When someone says something to you, are you able to understand what they say most of the time, if not all of the time? Can you hear music? Can you hear the sounds in the background now? How is your hearing today? Is it okay? If so, mark yes in the left column. If not, mark no in the right column. Just one mark will do on one side or the other. Your eyes may now be shut as you are checking in with yourself, with your body, with the various functions. Can you see now? Are you able to see objects and people? Are you able to see where you live? Are you able to see outside the front door? Can you see to drive? If your eyes are shut, open them up. Is there light? Can you see what is in front of you? I ask you, can you see? Can you see well enough? Is the answer yes? If so, mark a line on the left column of your sheet. Is the answer no, you really can't see? Mark a line on the right column of your sheet. How is your heart? Does your heart pump minute by minute? Is your heart functioning as it needs to function to allow you to live in this world? To walk, to talk, to feel, to live, to experience joy and happiness? Is your heart functioning as you would hope it would function, so that you can have the life force you need to manifest your heart's desire? What is the answer to that question? Is it yes or is it no? Make a mark now, please. How is your breathing in the moment? Do you find it difficult to take a breath in? Are you on oxygen at the moment because breathing is so challenging? Or is breathing effortless? Have you not even thought about your ability to breathe since you woke up today? Is breathing effortless? Is it a gift that your body gives to you moment to moment that you fail to acknowledge? You are alive now, for you are listening to this, so you must be breathing. The question turns on, is your breathing effortless or is it problematic? What is your answer to this question? Is it yes or is it no? Make your mark now. How is your digestive system today? Is it making a lot of noises? Is your stomach cramping? Or have you really not noticed one way or another? Is your digestive system working okay? Or is it truly and genuinely problematic for you in the moment, today? I don't mean yesterday or last month. I mean right now. Is your digestive system, your stomach, your intestines, large and small, your elimination system, is it working okay? Make a mark, if you would, please, for the answer is either yes or no. As you check in with your inner wisdom, as you check in with your body, for your body will give you the answer instantaneously. Focus your attention, please, now on your left foot. How's your left foot? Can you wiggle your toes? Can you move your foot from the left to the right? Can you wiggle it up and down? Is your foot doing what it needs to do on the left side? Yes or no? If your foot is functioning as well as you would hope for the moment, mark a yes on your paper, please, now. And if your left foot is giving you horrible problems, mark a no, please, now. Focus your attention on your right foot now. How about your right foot? Regardless of how your left foot might have been feeling, how about your right foot? Is it functioning well enough to carry you from one place to the next? Is your right foot doing for you what you would hope it would do? Is the answer yes or is the answer no? What's your gut reaction? Mark your answer now. Right column for no, left column for yes. Move up your body now and focus your attention on your left hand. Our hands do so much for us day in and day out that we do not acknowledge or celebrate. Is your left hand functioning as well as it needs to function for you to do what you need to do in this world at this time? Can you wiggle your fingers? Can you encircle your left hand from the right to the left or the left to the right? Can you grab hold of objects? Can you grasp? Can you hug with your left hand? Is the answer yes or is the answer no? Mark your sheet now. Left column yes, right column no. Shift your attention now to your right hand, if you would please. How's your right hand doing? Can you wiggle all your fingers? Does your right hand do for you what you would hope it would do and what you need for it to do or not? Is there cramping? Is there pain? Or is your right hand doing basically what you would always expect your right hand to do for you now, today, in this moment? Check in with it. Now, as you focus your attention on your right hand, say hello. Thank your right hand for being here for you and make an assessment, yes or no. Make your mark, please, now on your paper. Shift your attention to your left side, to your left arm. How's your left arm doing in the moment? Are you able to move your arm in the places you need to move your left arm now to do what you need to do in your life or not? Check in. What's your gut instinct? Is your left arm okay? It may not be perfect, but is it doing basically what you would need your left arm to do today in the moment? What's your answer? If yes, mark left column. If no, please mark right column. Shift now to the right arm. How's your right arm today, now, in the moment? Is there pain? Is there discomfort? Is there aching? Or is your right arm basically okay? It's there for you, available to do what you need your right arm to do today, in the moment, or not. If yes, please mark in the left column. If no, please mark in the right column. Check now in with your sexual organs. Are they functioning as you would hope your sexual organs would function now, today? Can you feel into that place of you, of your sexuality? Is that what you would like for it to be today in the moment? Is the answer yes or is the answer no in the moment? Please mark accordingly. Scan your entire body now from your big toes up to your thumbs, up to the tippy top of your head, and check your skin. How's your skin doing today? Is your skin doing what your skin needs to do for your body to protect it from harm, from illness, from infection? Are there too many bruises, scratches, hurts, rashes, so that your skin is a problem for you in the moment or not? How's your skin today? The largest organ of the body. If your skin is okay, mark yes. And if today your skin is problematic all in all, please mark no. Have you been able to walk where you needed to walk today? How's your walking today? If you have to be in a wheelchair, clearly you'll be needing to mark a no in the no column. Are you able to stand, to move, to transfer from one place to the next? How's your walking? Are you able to get from one place to the next successfully? Check in. Check in with your body and ask, all in all, how's my walking today? Is it okay or not? It may not be perfect. How's my walking today? As I found my way to listen to this meditation, did I find that I had to struggle, stumble, or even fall? Or did I get here successfully without even thinking about what it required to get here to listen to this meditation? Mark either yes, my walking is just dandy, it's fine, or no, my walking is a true struggle today. At the moment, you're actually not talking, you're listening. But more than likely, you have talked some today already. How is your talking? Are you able to voice your words successfully? Can others hear what you say? Perhaps it's not perfect, but perhaps it's good enough. How is your ability to talk in the moment, now, today, at this time and in this place? Are you able to talk, yes or no? If yes, mark the left column. If no, mark the right column. How about your feelings today? Are you able to feel? Are you able to feel the full range of feelings that we in bodies are able and are privileged to experience? Are you able to feel pleasure and joy and happiness and giddiness? Are you able to feel pain, anxiety, fear? How are your feelings today? Are they up? Are they alert? Are they active? Or are they asleep? If your feelings are everything you would hope them to be, whether you are feeling good or bad things, however we might judge them, mark a yes on your paper. If you feel numb, if you can't connect with yourself, if your feelings for some reason in the moment are dormant, then mark no on your paper. How are your cognitive functions? How is your thinking today in the moment? As you are listening to these questions, are you able to make sense out of what I am saying now? Are you able to think reasonably, clearly, and coherently? Are you able to reason or not? Are you having very many problems with memory or not? How is your thinking today in the moment? Is it okay? Perhaps not perfect. Perhaps you couldn't remember names or numbers or facts as you could when you were 10 years old. Or perhaps you can. Is your thinking functioning as you would hope today? If so, yes, please mark. And if not, no, please mark on your paper. Have you eaten anything today? How was eating today? Were you able to eat successfully? Were you able to swallow? Were you able to get food down into your stomach, or did you have to be tube-fed today? How is your eating as a bodily function today? It's a very complicated function, you know. Nothing simple about it. We take it for granted day in and day out. Are you able to eat food and drink fluids successfully today? What's your answer? Is it yes? Or, quite honestly, is it no? Make a mark on your paper now, please. How about driving? Do you drive still? Chances are most of you do. Have you been able to drive successfully in your life? Or not? Can you get in the car? And can you drive wherever you would like to drive? Is the answer yes or is the answer no? Please mark now on your paper. How about dressing? Certainly when we were children, that was something we took for granted. Might have taken just a minute or two to throw clothes on. How about now? Is dressing a true chore? Does it take you half the day to get your clothes on? Or are you able to dress yourself? Perhaps there's some challenges or problems here or there, but overall, are you able to get your clothes on successfully or not? Only you know the answer. Check in. What's your honest answer to that question? Yes or no? Please make a mark now. Left side for yes, right side for no. How about the function of your kidneys? That's the organ that allows us to discharge the fluids that our body no longer needs, to urinate, to pee. Is that function working well enough for you? Or has that been problematic for you today? Perhaps the flow is not what it should be. Perhaps it hurts when you have to urinate, or not. Is there enough fluid running through your body or not? Check in with your kidneys, check in with that system, and ask yourself, is this what it needs to be for me now, for my body now, to function as it needs to function? Whatever the answer might be, mark it now. Yes in the left column and right for no. How about sweating? Now that's a basic function for our bodies, and for some people with the symptoms of Parkinson's, sweating can be a true challenge. Have you had to change your clothes today once or twice already because you sweat so much? Or is sweating pretty normal all in all for you? If it's a hot day out there, you need to sweat. Is sweating, however, excessive for you? Is it worrisome for you? What's the answer? Is it yes or is it no? Mark your answer now, please. Yes on the left, right on the right. No on the right. Here's the last question for you to consider, to check in with. How's your mood? How do you feel today? Down in the dumps? Worried? Concerned? No feeling for anything whatsoever, yourself or others? No encouragement to go out and enjoy life to its fullest? Are you numb, or are you actually pretty happy all in all? Have you laughed today? or not? Have you had warm and cozy and wonderful feelings today or not? How's your mood? Depressed or exhilarated or something in between? Is your mood what you would hope it to be? If so, mark a yes on the left column. If not, mark a no on the right column. No right or wrong answers. It is just what it is for you now in the moment. You have now answered 25 questions about the function of your body. If you've been in somewhat of an altered state, if you would just open up your eyes, look at your sheet if you have not been looking at it heretofore, and count the number of marks on the left side of your paper. Just count those marks. Count them now. There will be 25 marks in total if you count them all on the left and the right side of your paper. Just count the ones on the left side for now. As you come up with that total, place the number that you come up with over the number 25. So, for example, if you counted 20 marks on the left side of your paper, you'll create a ratio that's 20 over 25, or 4/5, or translated to be 80%. The declaration for you today, at this time, and in this place will be, my body is functioning at an 80% optimal level. I am 80% well. Create your proportion and percent now. Figure it out now. You may need to get a calculator or not. But be sure to calculate that percent for yourself now. In the end, you see, there are two ways to look at it. Your thoughts can focus on the no column, and you can spend the entire day with the thought, oh my heavens, 20% of my body is not functioning well. This is horrible. Or you can spend the rest of the day focusing on the 80% functions of your body that are functioning quite well indeed. You can celebrate life. I invite you today, this week, and for the rest of your life to focus on the left column, to focus on the marks that say, yes, your body is functioning quite well indeed. To celebrate life as it was meant to be celebrated, for you are alive. Your body is functioning perfectly. And yes, for most of you, that number is not going to be 100%. And for most people in bodies, and that includes all of us, that number is not 100%. It's less than that. It's the challenge of living in the world today and in a body. Celebrate your life today. Honor and acknowledge the reality that your body is doing precisely what you need it to do. And it's doing it quite well indeed overall. Celebrate what you can do. Celebrate the functions of your body that are working beautifully. Celebrate life. Transform your thought forms now and adopt the mantra for yourself that you will speak either silently or out loud. Today, my body is functioning at a fill in the blank of your percent level isn't that magnificent? Isn't that a miracle? I am so thankful for being alive. And I am so thankful for having the gift of life. Thank you for joining me now at this place and in this time. May you have a magnificent day and a magnificent week as you celebrate life the way it was meant to be celebrated. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.